In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Admit it. You've been angry with God as well. Just like Jonah, that reluctant and angry prophet, sitting like a spoiled brat, a spoiled child, outside of Nineveh when he didn't get his way. There was a city still standing. He had hoped that Nineveh, being the enemy of God's people, would be destroyed. But oh no, you can't keep God in a box. He actually forgave the Ninevites. And Jonah was angry because he didn't get his way. Here again the text. When God saw what they did, the Ninevites, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it was evil in Jonah's sight, and he was burnt up. Why was Jonah so burnt up? Why was he so fuming mad? Because God's will wasn't his own will. He wanted to see the destruction of God's enemies, and instead God forgave them. How about you? Sometimes you're angry with God and you're disappointed that things aren't going quite the way you expect them to. Whether it's that vicarage or that placement or even weddings and marriages that don't turn out quite like you think. When you see the hand of God working in your life and you say, "Why me, Lord? That's not what I want." You get angry and mad and disappointed as well. And why is that? Why are you like God's prophet Jonah, so reluctant and angry? It's because your will isn't God's will. Face it, at times it really isn't. At times you want to be in control. That's really where the first commandment is the root of all other commandments. You want to be your own God. You want to knock God off of the throne that you want to be on. You want to be in control of your life. And when things don't go your way, just like Jonah, you pout outside of Nineveh. But what happens to God's appointed prophet? God, in his mercy, was kind to Jonah. Here again the text. And the Lord God appointed a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head to save him from his evil. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the plant. Now, God should have destroyed Jonah, shouldn't he? Here was Jonah complaining because things went well. Nineveh repented. Oh no. God, in his mercy and kindness, was even kind to his spoiled brat prophet. He caused a plant to rise up and shade him from the sunshine. Yes, we learn later in the text that a worm came along and the plant withered. But yet, for a while, it shielded Jonah. How about you? Yes, you don't deserve any of God's kindnesses, but he has caused a plant, a tender shoot, to spring up from the root of Jesse, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He shields you from the fire of God's wrath, and even from your own wrath and evil, he saves you. Dear child of God, rest under this tree. For this tree, no worm, no vice or anything could come into this and make it wither. It is our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his holy cross. It is Christ risen from the dead, shielding you from God's disfavor. Now he always lives to be your protection, your salvation. Sit under this tree in its shade, the shade of the cross. Eat its fruit. The very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given and shed for you in Holy Communion, given to you to eat and drink there. Yes, be like Jonah. Be like Jonah, rejoicing exceedingly under the shade of this tree, our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice and sing that ancient song we will sing in a few minutes. Te Deum laudamus. We praise thee, O God. Sing it with the saints of old. Sing it with God's disappointed prophet. Sing it also as angry children of God, disappointed at times, but forgiven, shielded from God's wrath by the tree of our Lord Jesus Christ and his cross. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.